I'm Christina.
And this is Erin.
And you're listening to
Something to Wag About.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Small Bites, where Erin and I discuss puppy training concepts and what we might see as normal versus abnormal behavior when we can just let our puppies figure it out and when we need to step in and help them. And today we're going to talk about sleep. This is such a big one. We will not talk about this for an hour.
No.
This is a small bite. If you have more questions, we are happy to talk more because this is such a big topic and so, so important for the well-being of our puppies.
Yes, could not agree more. And first up, puppies sleep a lot, guys. They should be sleeping a lot, especially if we're looking at like puppies under 4 months. A big part of their day is sleeping. And I'm talking like 16 plus hours of sleep is normal for a puppy. And if they're not sleeping that much, it might not be an issue. It might just be we need to provide a little more structure for them to help them settle down. And by structure, it's just, you know, giving them opportunities throughout the day after they've had a little bit of fun, you know, puppy energy spurt and we play with them a little bit. We give them a nice quiet area to encourage them to sleep. Because some puppies do have a hard time kind of unwinding and coming down from an overstimulating event. So quiet space to help our puppies nap a little bit.
And a big clue, just like human toddlers, is if your puppy is acting like some sort of a wild beast and biting and chewing and barking or just seems impossible and cannot be redirected to food or toy, your puppy is almost certainly just overtired. They are so uncomfortable and so unhappy when they're tired. And a lot of puppies can't just sleep when they're tired. They need help.
Yeah, definitely. And if they are not able to sleep, so they've gotten ridiculous and we haven't been able to redirect, so we give them a nice comfy place. This could be if you've crate trained your puppy. Maybe they're in a crate. If not, maybe they're in a little X-Pen area. Some puppies, maybe if they're not used to alone time, okay, maybe it's even just having our puppies near us on a comfy bed with a chew stick to try and help calm them down a little bit. But if they cannot sleep in those moments, or if your puppy isn't really sleeping through the night, that is a sign that I'd want to get some help from my puppy.
My puppies, when I bring home a, you know, 7, 8, 9 week old puppy, after the first week, they're sleeping through the night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's no getting up to let them out for pees up until 5, 6 months. There's something else going on for your dog. If you're still letting your dog out in the middle of the night after the first couple of weeks, there's probably something else going on for the puppy. They should be sleeping through the night.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I tell people if they have to get up once and that's the routine to let their puppy out to the bathroom, I'm not super concerned about it. Some people do just do that. And some puppies do take a little bit longer. But if it's more than once, and if it's not kind of like a routine, that is routine. They wake up at 2 a.m. and we go to the bathroom. You know, if that's part of your routine for a younger puppy, I'm not super concerned. But if it's more than that, or if it's kind of like sporadic, it's not always around the same time. Yeah, there's probably something else going on. Yeah. And this is one, it's super important you get help right away.
The most important.
It is the most important. If your puppy is not getting appropriate and adequate sleep, it is going to have very large negative effects on them, on their behavior, on their brain development, all that stuff. They've got to be having adequate sleep.
Yeah. Their brains are developing at such a fast rate that we can't afford to not let them have the sleep they need. And go back to the alone time episode. I think it was episode 5. We don't mean to just put your puppy in a crate and leave them and let them scream. So we don't mean that. Go back and listen to that episode. There's lots of humane and kind and productive ways to help our puppies get sleep. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Erin?
Nope. That's it.
Okay. Okay. Well, we will catch you all next time.